Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, every Tuesday here on Lunchtime Live, we hear about something that could make our lives a little bit better from someone who has mastered it. And today we are talking about Tai Chi. Niall O'Fluin has been doing Tai Chi for over 30 years and he joins me in studio now. Niall, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Claire. I'm so happy to be here and I'm very grateful for your team for organising this. I was saying earlier, I was on Ray Darcy recently and he did a great interview with great questions. But that was on the phone and here being live in the studio is great. So
fantastic. And you're saying you're going through a very busy time at the minute, a lot of travel, a lot of work commitments. Obviously, you came up from Galway today, but there's a calmness about you. Is that the Tai Chi?
Well, it is. I'll give you an idea of what we've just been doing. We just came back from Spain and France. My partner is Spanish and she's a violinist and a composer. And as well as teaching Tai Chi, I teach Latin dancing with her. So we were actually teaching and we came back into Dublin on Saturday for the launch of a premiere of a film. And it was a Tai Chi film. There was a director called Owen Behan and a composer called Eamon Cagney, who 28 years ago, I used to play music with them. And we teamed up last year and we created this beautiful, poetic documentary of Tai Chi that really did justice to the depth of the art, you know, the history. It's 350 years old. There's generations of masters who spend, you know, countless amount of hours refining the art. And there's a huge amount of culture, traditional Chinese medicine, martial arts and health preserving exercises all combined to make this art. So tomorrow night, I have to give a talk in Galway on the health benefits of Tai Chi. And that's at 6 o'clock in the Galway Rowing Club. So it's very busy. We're going to Valencia to teach, Mallorca and Brazil next. And yeah, it's a busy lifestyle, but Tai Chi helps to keep me balanced and grounded all the time.
So what is Tai Chi?
Well, it's a Chinese martial art that came together about 350 years ago because they took some exercises that were thousands of years old that were based on how to balance your energy in your body. And the energy in the body flows along lines called meridians. And if anyone's familiar with acupuncture, they will have heard of meridians. So the idea is to balance what's called yin and yang. So if you know you're very tense, your energy won't flow well. And for someone to understand that, you could imagine like your blood vessels are restricted because you're tense. Let's say you're older, then you suffer from things like hypertension or you're under stress or anxious. So your breathing is more shallow and your blood vessels constrict. So that makes your heart work harder to pump the blood through your body. So therefore you have high blood pressure. So what Tai Chi does is it dilates the blood vessels so the blood flows better through your body. Your heart doesn't have to work so hard and it lowers your blood pressure. When the blood flows better through your body, that increases your what's called your bioenergy. That's the light, the heat and the electrical field of the body. So it's called the biological energy of the body. So the overall effect is a feeling of vitality. So often you can feel from someone when you're close to them, their vitality or their energy or their charisma. And this is like their energy or their chi. But Tai Chi is really popular because there's 200 million people practice Tai Chi. And there's over 1,300 peer-reviewed scientific studies on Tai Chi just in the English language. And the Harvard Medical School have written a book called The Harvard Medical School Guide to Tai Chi. And they've mentioned 93 different illnesses that Tai Chi is good for. So it's hugely popular now. And we're finding more and more doctors are recommending their patients to come and practice Tai Chi for osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis. I work with CRI in Ireland, which is the Heart Foundation in the west of Ireland. And we help people who are stroke survivors or who had heart failure. and we help them to get better exercise capacity, to lower their blood pressure, and to get moving and get and enjoy what they're doing. But there's so many benefits to Tai Chi. For example, after menopause, women's bones tend to thin, and Tai Chi is shown that it can not only stabilize where you don't have that loss of bone. When you do a DEXA scan, you know, every 9 months, it shows normally about a 1% loss of bone. But in people who are doing Tai Chi, it stabilizes so they don't keep losing that bone mass. But the interesting thing is people who do Tai Chi more intensively gain more bone. So that's one thing, osteoporosis.
The thing is, people will be listening thinking, well, there's a whole host of health benefits. And I mean, I don't want to do it a disservice, but it's relatively easy to do compared to perhaps a gym workout or other martial arts that people might be familiar with. They are very slow and controlled movements, so it's easier for beginners to get on board.
Yeah, well, that's the great thing about it, because it's a multi-leveled art. So in the beginning, everything is slow and safe to practice. So people, for example, who have fibromyalgia or who have MS, and normally they can't exercise because their body would get inflamed by the exercise, they can do Tai Chi because in the beginning it's very gentle. Also, you know, people who are more frail or deconditioned, elderly, can practice as well. So anyone can start. So it's like a gateway exercise to then do other exercises.
And but how often and for how long should you be practicing Tai Chi to really feel the benefits?
If you do about 30 minutes a day, that's plenty. So there are these studies done on fall prevention, and they showed that comparing Tai Chi to other exercises, Tai Chi reduces falls by 49%. So it's absolutely huge. So if you imagine, Tai Chi can help you with your heart, yeah, can help you with chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, arthritic conditions, fall prevention, and things like neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's, to better motor control, and also you know, reducing tremors, and to stop you from falling. And if you've osteoporosis, if you do have a fall, you don't have danger of fracturing because your bones are stronger.
How often do you practice Tai Chi?
About 3 hours a day, but that's because I'm a coach of many national champions in Ireland and in Brazil. And I heard you speaking about Tai Chi, about it being gentle. And this is true, but Tai Chi has soft and hard movement.
Okay, so you can build it.
Yeah.
Now, you have a YouTube channel, you were telling me before we came live. So if people want to check it out, see it, and perhaps do Tai Chi alongside you, where can they find that?
It's called Chen Tai Chi Ireland, Chen Tai Chi Ireland. So we also, you know, we trained the first Irish team in China who won the world championships there in 2007 and the first Irish athlete to win in 2013. So the school is linked with the teacher who I've been with for 22 years, who's the most highly accoladed coach in the world. He's 30-time gold medal winner, and his name is Wang Haijun. So it's a very, very high standard. And people from all over the world actually come and train with us teachers. And I teach in Brazil. We have a program there with 10,000 children.
Incredible.
In schools. So it's a very busy lifestyle, but it's a very good level if anyone wants to learn from the beginner to the competitive level.
Brilliant. Niall, thank you so, so much for making the trip from Galway. Niall O'Flynn there from Tai Chi Ireland.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.